Tabernes no Voa. And now, Nisida Shmini, Torah Min HaShemayim. Now, the Torah Min HaShemayim, it's interesting. The first seven Ikrim, maybe wait a second for Hanina. Someone was stapled together with the Rambam, so.
Hanina?
I think he fell asleep. Listen, here's I don't want to record this anymore. Now we have this. Okay. Okay. The Yisoid. Yeah, that's enough. Okay. So the Yisoid has until the first seven of the 13. The Rambam puts in Yisoid HaTorah, which is interesting. The eighth one onwards, he doesn't. One would have thought that Yisoid HaTorah, he brings all the Yisoidis of Amunah and Deis, and that should have included all the Yidgimikrim. And from this one onwards, he doesn't. And this one is also interesting. He brings Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, he doesn't bring Torah Min HaShemayim, he brings it sort of in a backhanded way in Hilchos Teshuva. So we'd have to figure out why, but let's first read it over here. Hayosei Hashmini, Hayois Torah Min HaShemayim, the Torah is Min HaShemayim, Vehu. So what does it mean, Torah is Min HaShemayim? So the Rambam says, Shenamin, Ki Kol HaTorah HaZois, HaMitzuyah B'Yodeinu Ata, the Torah that we have, He HaNesunei Moshe Min HaShalom, it was given through Moshe, She Kula Mepia Gvura, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kloima, Sheigia Elov Kulam Es Hashem Yisparach, Be'inyan Shenikra Derech HaShalah. Dibur. Something which we call Dibur, like you said before, Dibur is not, we can't say exact, but it's communication on the level of what speech would be. Now, it's not clear from the Rambam quite a few things. What does he mean, HaTorah HaZois HaMitzuya Be'deinu Ata? A, does he mean Sefer Torah? Does it mean Torah Shebichsav? Does it mean Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh? What exactly is Torah that he's talking about? Not clear in the Rambam. Two, what's the words Hamitzuyah B'deinata? Now, you can't go overboard on the Rambam's, you know, to be medayic words, because Sahakol, it is something, it was written in Arabic, it's translated, so, you know, I'm not quite clear about the flavor of the word Mitzvah B'deinu Ata, but what does it mean? Let's flesh out the possibilities. I take out a Sefer Torah, and I look at one word, and it looks not right to me, and I go check other Sefer Torah. I look at the Minchas Shai, who brings many Masoros, and he says, no, it should be written this way, that way, the other way. So what does it mean, HaMitzuyah B'deinu Ata? Does it mean that we're not allowed to believe that there were scriptural errors in the scribe writing it? Is that part of it? Or is it just in content? What exactly is he referring to? Very, very not clear in the Rambam. Okay, then he says, and the main thrust is, so if you read it, the main thrust is not that the physical Sefer Torah that I have in front of me cannot have any errors that were crept in through Sofrim. I don't know if he's referring to Torah Shebaal Peh, but I think what he means is that we learned before about Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah being unique, and the fact that he's the only one that could clearly communicate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. The second, the flip side of it is, or the hemshech of it is, that Moshe Rabbeinu did not add anything of his own to the Torah. All of the Torah came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're not talking about a possible error that might have crept in terms of transcribing it. We're talking about specifically about Moshe Rabbeinu's input into Torah, which was none. V'chihu haya k'may seifer shekayin loy, v'kayz gemaras hayamim. Hasipur amitzis. He was like a secretary, simply transcribing everything. He wasn't adding any of his notes on it. Hasipur amitzis. Ulefikach nikra mechokek. And that's how he's called mechokek, which is interesting because the word mechokek here means... this word mechokek is Hebrew. He's going on the pasuk sham saf and tam mechalek mechokek. But rather in modern Ivrit, the mechokek refers to the members of parliament in the sense that they create, they legislate. The Rambam, you know, it's the meaning that it's in modern Hebrew is the exact opposite of the meaning that it ought to be. Mechokek is a the way he explains it is simply the scribe, whereas the in modern Ivrit the mechokek is the originator of it. Ve'ein hefesh. Now he adds a piece. Ve'ein hefesh beinu bnei cham kush umitzrayim uputuknan. V'shem ishtoi mei tavel bas matred, which seems to be the most inane pasuk. Like, we're talking about Malchi Edom, who cares? And the kings that were in Edom a long time ago for the Malchi Israel. And the final one is that somebody had a wife called Mehatavel bas matred, the daughter of matred. Now, Matred might be a good name for a mother-in-law. Meloshin Tirda, Tircha, I'm not sure. It might be appropriate. But and the best one is she's Bas Meizahov. That's really, really great. But Agaponim, what's the pasuk tell me? V'simna Yisef Filegesh. Ubein Anoich Hashem Elokecha U'Yishmael Shar Hashem Kevechot Ka'kol Mipi Agvur. It's all come from Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'akol Toros Hashem Tmima Tehora U'Kdoisha Emes. Yes.
I wonder if this ties in with the Rambam Shita not to stand up for anything like the Esrus Adibros.
Yeah, because again, it the Gemara itself says then to make the Havlota, not to make any Havlota about something, you know, over something else. Rav Hutna, they came to him once from Chabad to have a shir in Tanya. The Rebbe said, and he said that they used to say, he quoted him, and why don't we say today Aseres Adibris in davening? Shelo yoyimru, that this is the only thing that was given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the Tanya is Choshev and Kaddish. No, I have no problem with it, he said. But the way it's being sold and booked as, you know, as this is it, that's what I have a problem with. But it says all of Torah, correct. So if somebody says, yeah, these psukim were added in for narration purpose by Moshe Rabbeinu and so on, or just little stories that someone else added on, little vignettes to spice up the Torah, make it more interesting, he's worse than any kofer. Lefi Shechoshav sheyesh betoru leivu klipa. It's because he imagines that the Torah has a heart, meaning a heart in the sense of the essence, and a backdrop and sort of a coding to present it in. V'she'ele divrayom v'asipurim ein to'elos bem, and that this has no to'elos. V'shehei me'eis Moshe. V'ze inyan ein to'er min ha'shamayim. So, in terms of Shemayim, that Chazal say means that he denies the authenticity of the entirety of Torah. Amru Chazal, who are maimin shekol haTorah pi agvura chutz mipasik zeh, shamar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe pi atzmoi, v'zeh kidvar Hashem baza. I want to be medayik something. He says, is kaifa megala ponim yisim kala kaifrim. What's the yisim kala kaifrim? How could it be that someone who denies 10% of the Torah or 20% of the Torah is worse than someone who denies 100% of the Torah? And what does he say he's worse than all the kaifrim? What kind of expression is it? So I think I would venture to guess that if you deny enough Seichel can push you back. If a person denies the Mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person denies Torah, that there was something in Maimon HaSinai. So we say, you know, because now people saw it, they didn't protest, and where did it start? And there's a lot of good proofs of that. But someone comes along and says, of course, there was Maimon HaSinai's net. There were a few little additions made by Moshe Rabbeinu. So in because you're piggybacking it, yes, there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and yes, he speaks to man, and yes, he gives the Torah and everything else. But listen, these stories are inane. They could not have come from Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is Moshe put it in, or someone else. So it could be that's why it's worse. I don't know why it would be worse. So it says,
Vizekh Hashem Baza. Once you introduce your own seichel into anything, then you know anything could go.
Correct.
Just but, that way. Deny everything, then you have a chance, maybe saying, once I prove you one thing, perhaps you'll be makabal everything.
Right.
But once you start picking and choosing, I'm a kabal, yes, I'm a kabal that, I'm just not makabal that, then what's going to stop you from the next time doing
so? So but how could that be worse than if I'm not makabal anything? Can you make a statement that somebody's keeping all mitzvahs except for one is worse than someone keeps none? You can make the statement, but you can't say it's because you'll come to keep none, because you're not worse off. What I'm trying to say is that there's no real way to push you back in line, because it's like when somebody wants to lie and create an alibi or something, the trick is always to take a story that's 100% true and change the time it happened or something, because that way you don't get tripped up with any of the details, because the story is true except for one piece. It's very hard to dislodge. Okay, Ella. Now he says, Ella kol divdei Torah yeshven chachmos uployim lemi shemeivin oisam v'loy susak tachlis chachmasa. He's adding up. He's obviously coming to address a problem. He's saying, listen, I'm telling you that all of Torah is from Moshe Rabbeinu. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu piyakvur all come from Kadosh Baruch Hu. The parsha of Achos v'simna isapilegish or Shemish Natal said, definitely as it says means nothing or less. So is HaKadosh Baruch Hu given to trivia? What exactly is going on over here? Your choice is either Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it himself, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals only with the real, with the really heavy stuff, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dealing with a random trivia. So his answer is obviously neither of the two. It requires us to believe that there's an oimek in Torah that goes beyond human seichel, and this is another proof that there's a chelik of Torah that we can call nister. Whether it's Kabbalah or not is no proof, obviously, but it's going to have to be so good that every parish in the Torah has meaning with it, and that's something that is not going to be easy with anything that we could come up with. The Rambam actually does in Mor Nevuchim does say al derech hapshat, a fascinating reason on the melachim that were molchu in Edom lifnei noich Yisrael. He said, and on this passage of Mishnah, he has a mahalach, a fascinating mahalach, he goes through a few parshas that he explains. This point exactly what the point of those patches are, but it's obviously limited. I want to give an example where the Rambam's mahalach becomes limited, and then there's room for another mahalach. The Rambam Mor Nevuchim, the Sefer Mor Nevuchim, is written, seems the way it presents it, primarily or in a great degree to deal with nevuas. And the meaning of nevuas that seem to contradict our understanding of Kadosh Baruch Hu, has no guf. So the Rambam says, he explains all different nevuas and the mashalim involved, but he puts down the following point. When the Navi gives us a vision of Hashem with mashalim, the understanding lies at the core of the story. But you need to have some sort of a a mussel needs to have some details to become a mussel. Somebody told me, he said, like, there was an old chassid, old son of a chassid, was a son of a, he used to tell over stories. He says, once upon a time, it doesn't make a difference when it was, there was a yid, the name doesn't make a difference. You know, like, everything was like, you know, he went through, a mussel needs some fleshing out. And I need to give it, just push it as a mussel. Or else you're basically back to the nipshel, if I don't have any color to it. So the mussel, so the Rambam says that it is appropriate to learn Nevi'im. He doesn't say it about the Torah, but Nevi'im, that when a Navi gives us a Sipra Dvarim, there could be, if, as long as the core of the story is a mussel, as long as the core of the story has a nimshel to it, the mussel can be probably understood as a mussel. And that's the Rambam, and it's the same way the Rambam in Morne Vuchum describes mitzvahs. He's not noches to the details of a mitzvah. He feels that, you know, tzitzis remind you of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why the size and the this and that, the other thing? You need some gedarm, just push it, you know, it has to fit into something. The Rambam is not noches, I don't think he feels that he has a key for pratim and pirtei pratim. Kabbalah, Lamosham Chal says, every detail needs Bal Karchach to be an expression of something else. I'll give you a mashal for that. If I make a painting, so I look at the painting, and can you ask me every little line what it's there for? Maybe if I take a lot of money for the painting, I can pretend that every line means something. But by and large, it's Sefer Torah, and the colors are just fit a Sefer Torah, and it's very nice. If I take an X-ray or an MRI or something, and I'm looking at it, and there's something there that I don't know what it is exactly, I can say, well, you know, it's a painting. You know, it's Lav Dafka. The answer is that painting is a reflection of the lung or of the wherever it is. It's not an artist's rendition. The shadow over there was made by something black in the X-ray. Might be the finger of the technician, but it's still it was something had to be there. The Rambam's perspective, and it differed from the Kabbalim in the following way. The Rambam's perspective is the Torah is written milamata lamala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach me a lesson. He's teaching me a lesson by presenting a vision. So I saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I saw Chayas, and I found him, and this and that, and the other thing. So there's a lesson, and the medium necessary to teach me the lesson. So as long as the story itself is a lesson, the rest of it is not significant. The Mekubalim's understanding is the other way around. Torah is a fleshed out physical version of inner truths. So there's nothing in the mussel that didn't come from the nimshel. Kadosh Baruch Hu started with the nimshel, projected Torah through it, and you got the mussel. So every little bit is going to reflect something. I'll go upon it. So he says, but the Rambam says, obviously to answer that, there must be in Yanim a Torah that is so deep that we don't chap. I want to add another point to this. There are chachamim who've labeled the Rambam a rationalist, and the definition of a rationalist is someone who only believes something that's seichel can be mekabel, by definition. The Rambam says not like that. The Rambam says there's a chelik of Torah that it could be understood by some, but like tusik tachas chachmascha, that we have to just stand back and say, it's bigger than human understanding. That's what it is. So we may or may not understand some parts of it, but it is definitely not something which can be widely or totally be digested. And a person needs to follow David HaMelech who is in Spal, Gal Einai Vabit and Flesh Tosecha. In other words, I recognize there are extraordinary things in the Torah that I don't have. Open my eyes. Okay.
So does that mean he's never a rationalist, or he's a rationalist to a point, and then realize?
Well, if I understood what the word rationalist meant, I could. If the word rationalist, in its pure, means only things that my seichel can understand and cope with, then he's not a rationalist. I mean, it's like.
But it certainly seems like.
I mean, I'll say something. If he doesn't believe in shadim, but he believes in malachim. What's the difference? I mean, the wings, like in terms of
the
believing.
The Torah says malachim.
Well, it's l'sirim, but I understand. But if there can exist malachim that you don't see, you can exist shadim you don't see, or vice versa. My question:
the Rambam certainly seems to bend logic,
right,
in
so,
many
so,
places
so, so
to try and rationalize
the question. Fine. So the question: I have no problem that his approach tends to favor practical things or reason over other things, but when he says something is a rationalist. In other words, this is his mohus, that I only go, a Freya academician is a rationalist. I look at this, if it makes sense to me that it's this, it's good, not. If I like it, good, not. Fine, so that's that I understand is rationalist. But would I say he has a netia more towards trying to understand things in one direction, other direction? Yes, but you still can't put that label on him.
The Rambam is saying that there's a chelik of Torah that is humanly impossible to comprehend. Is that what he says?
He's asking the Kadosh Baruch Hu that we're thick-headed and without Seyat HaShemayah, we just don't get it. Everybody, very few people who've learned, a lot of bright people have learned Besim Lai Sipalegesh, and nobody has come up with a great pshat al pi pshat.
Is that there's some aspect of the reason of there's some aspect of the Torah.
I would say he means readily, because then he says he needs to sit and be mispiled like David HaMelech, that I could sprawl open my eyes. So obviously, now he says, second step. We started out by asking what halakha Torah. Ukemokein perush haTorah hamekubal. The explanations, the basic explanations of Torah, which is Torah, the first level of Torah Shabbat Peh. Gam kein pe agvura, that was given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh shanu yisim hayom, and that which we do today, mitavnes asuke v'lula v'sheife v'tzitzis v'l zelosan, hu be'atzma tavnes shama shem yisparach l'moyshe. So whatever we do today, as far as sukkah goes, lulav, sheif, tzitzis, and tefillin, that is the tzura that he told Moshe, as opposed to karoim, obviously. V'hu amar lanu, he told us. He was the one who told us all this. V'hu hamagia shlichus nemar shlichusay, and he is the one who brought us the correct shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, first of all, what about things that we learned from limudim? From Yud Gimel Midas. What about Chazal, like Kol Ma Shetalmid Vasik Asav Veschadesh, and so on? I think what he means to say is, it might be true, but it's not one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim that a person is not a maimon. If a person, whether or not Limudim Adrabanus their Isis, it's up in the air in understanding the Rambam and Divrei Sofrim, what he means, and the Rambam himself, it's not clear. But I'm saying, in terms of believing that of Ikra Emunah, it's the pirush of the mitzvah. Those halakim of Torah al Peh that covered it. Now, what he says over here,
how do you define that?
As he says, the pirush hamitzvah, the parts of Torah al Peh that they are mentioning. So, what is the sukkah? It says the sukkah is teishku, the basic halachas of sukkah, lulav. And the things that were out it, Moshe Rabbeinu received in what the Rambam calls Pirush HaMitzvah, and he talks about it. He
talks about Nakdoma.
Mm-hmm.
The Pirush HaMitzvah there he's referring
right.
to.
Right. He means a mitzvah Pirusha.
It doesn't just mean definitions
means,
and words.
It means the basic halachas. Yeah, it means the basic halachas right. needed to perform it. There are two types of halachas. There's one halacha is a sukkah, besukkah teishvu. So you need to know how big a sukkah is, what's chach, what's tefanis, etc., etc. Without that, there's no sukkah.
Yeah.
Then there are halachas iboilu. What happens if a case like this, a case like that? In other words, you could possibly divide halachas in two categories. There's the halachas that are what we call perasha mitzvahs, the basic elementary definition of that you need to know. And then there's ramifications. Such a case, such a case. I'm not sure.
So Doifin Akuma, the marshal.
Right, Doifin Akuma might not. Now, if it's halacha mitzvah, it's halacha mitzvah. Okay, yeah. But if it wouldn't be, it's something like Doifin Akuma might not. If they, especially if they were down on it in Amoraim's times. We'll see maybe in some other times, in some later times. It there's a lot to figure out what, you know, it's... The question is not what was given to Moshe as much as what makes you right. An apikoros if you're not. Now, where does it say that in the Torah? Where's the pasuk that he's coming from? So he brings a pasuk. Va'mayma amoros eshmin hazeh umashinema. Va'yoyme Moshe. Bezois teidun ke Hashem shlachan elasas kol ha'maisa me'ela. Kiloy milibi. So it's fascinating. The Rambam's mocker is from this pasuk. Bezois teidun ke Hashem shlachan elasas kol ha'maisa me'ela. Kiloy milibi. Technically, the pasuk is talking about making Aaron HaKohen as opposed to making Korach. That's the technical pasuk. Of all the psukim, the Rambam found this pasuk. Who's dealing with a very particular event. Now, it is true that the reason why was Korach's machlokes so terrible? It says in Chazal, yes, Korach machlokes is terrible and it eats up this net. That's all true. But Korach's machlokis had in itself a knach. The reason why Korach stands out as such a big Rasha is because if you tie in that Moshe made up something as regarding putting his brother into power, then you've uprooted all other Chalukah Torah. So if he made that up, maybe he said that you shouldn't eat meat and milk because he was selling two sets of dishes. He had a hardware store. His grandson had a hardware store and he needed to sell that. Or, you know, the famous photo of Satmar Rav with Maim Shalonu. I don't know if you ever... The Satmar Rav, so it was very, very sharp. So he said once, it says by... I forgot who it was. He came to town to...
Papa, I think.
To Papunis, he came to town and he said, Mayim Shalonu. He said that you need Mayim Shalonu. The next day, everybody came and asked for his water. They thought Mayim Shalonu means our water. So he said, no, it means water that stayed overnight, isn't it? So Zadrav asked, what are Chazal telling us with that Maisa? I mean, that the Amaratzim, they didn't know what Shalonu was. So he said, imagine today, after Rabbanim said you have to buy water from the Rav. People would scream and yell bloody murder. They would say the Ganovim, the gangsters, the, you know, this was when they used to tie that their sugar was just almost sugar repackaged and the milk was this, which maybe there was some MS to it. And this and that. He said they had a munas chachamim. They came the next morning to buy water from the Rav. Why is the Rav's water holier than their water? They don't know. But the Rav said that's what they do. Al-Kapanim, the Korach's machlokes would have undermined Kol HaTorah Kula. And that's why it was so terrible. But in the pasuk itself, it just says "kol ha'maisim ha'ela." It's going with that specifically. I'm not sure why the Rambam went there. I want to look at the Rambam. It's parallel in Yesod HaTorah. In Yesod HaTorah, not Teshuva. So it's interesting that it does not bring it in Yesod HaTorah. I don't have a good answer for it. I mean, you could say it's by extension, but everything else it should belong in Yesod HaTorah. But then he says like this in Hillel's Tshuva.
All the dinim of Bechira brought Nachas.
Huh?
Aren't the dinim of Bechira brought?
Bechira is brought Nachas Tshuva. So that I have some sort of havana. I have a reason for that, but this I don't know. Ve'elu shein lecherek olam haba el nechrosim vo'evne. The only thing I could think of is that in all the inyanim that the Rambam has in Yesod HaTorah, he fleshes out with a lot of understanding. How Nevuah happens, who it happens to, and so on and so forth. How do you know Hashem is Echad? And what does it mean is Echad? That is Echad, and so on and so forth. There's an Arichus Devarim on it. Over here, it just basically lists anyone who says, there's nothing to talk about. If you deny the Torah, then you're an Apikoros. So here, so Perikim Allah Chavav, the Rambam has the people that are not Chelko Mahabah, based on the Mishnah and the Gemara's in Sanhedrin, meaning Apikoros, Kavim B'Torah, Kavim Chesam Meisim, Kavim B'Yisagoyel, and so on and so forth. Now, what are all these wonderful people? The Minim and Apikorsim. So there are five Minim, and they are basically people who deny some aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus, or, you know, in some way possible, one. Ches, Shloisha Hein Anikreim Apikorsim. So Minim are the most fundamental heretics, so to speak, and three are called Apikorsim. Ha'oyma She'en Shem Nevuah Klal Ve'en Shem Madash Megim Barlei Vadam. People deny that God communicates or can communicate with people. And someone who's makhish the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, and someone who says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know what people do. So in a sense, this basically covers two of the animaimins, makhish v'asei Rabbeinu and ein abor yodei ma'aseh. Kol shlosha elu are apikorsim. Now, what is kofa b'toira? Shloisha kofa b'toira. Ha'oyma she'ein ha'toira me'ashem. Afilu pasik echad. Afilu teva achas. Im oma moisha oma pe'atzma ha'reza kofa b'toira. So the apikoris was someone who's makhish the knetch of nevuah shel Moshe Rabbeinu, that his nevuah was special and unique and clear and so on and so forth. The Kofa B'Torah says, no, Moshe Rabbeinu Taka was a Hadas Bekloya Meira and everything this and that, but Moshe Rabbeinu also did some editing. So if somebody says, Afilu Pasik, Afilu Teva Achas, Im Omra Moshe, Omra Pe'atza, and Zekofa Torah. The Rambam doesn't bring here anything about the Torah that's Mitzuya, Atabi, Adenu, and so on and so forth.
Why does the Rambam say Afilu Pasik Echon?
As opposed to?
Afilu Teva Achas, Echon.
Okay, I mean, I don't have a pshat. I don't have a specific pshat, but it does, it flows. But I don't know. I don't have a teretz. V'cheini says hakoifa bepirusha. If somebody is koifa in the perush of Torah, v'hi Torah shebal peh, it is Torah shebal peh. So if a person is makrish Torah shebal peh, and then he says something, a very famous line. Vehikrish magideho. Koifa pirusha vitosh vehikrish magideho koin tzoriku baisis. So I'm not sure if he means to say that he's denying that there was a Torah Sheval Peh, or he's denying that the people who are supposed to have given over Torah Sheval Peh did not do a good job. It's very hard to say that the Torah that we have in Torah Sheval Peh is Omer Peh Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have Machlokesen and Iboilehus and Teikus and so on and so forth. You can say, El Vel Divel Kim Chayim, but I don't think the Rambam means that. The Rambam is talking about Kipshuta. So what does he mean, Vehikrish Magideho? So it's does he mean if a person comes along and says the Rabbanan got this pshat wrong, they made a mistake, is that called hikrish magideha? Is this different than not listening to Bez Nagodl? The Rambam says in Sanhedrin that anytime you have a question as to what was the Messiah of Sinai? We go to Bez Nagodl, and they tell us. And then he says the last one is Va'oyma Shabayre Hechach Mitzvah Zu Mitzvah Cheres Ko Batla Torah Zu Api Sheoisa Mim Hashem Kana Noitzim VaHagrim Kolechad Mishlei Sheilu Koyfe Torah. So the Rambam here calls it and it's a Koyfe BePirusha VeTorah VeHikresh Magdera. So my assumption would be that it's two inyanim. One is he's makrish that there ever was a Torah Sheval Peh, and or he says that the people who gave us Torah Sheval Peh gave us a wrong one. I want to add just one could have a tight word that people don't know. People speak about Munas Chachamim, Munas Chachamim, Munas Chachamim, Munas Chachamim. Sometimes they once said, somebody came to Rav Kook and said, how could you do what you're doing? You know, the Chassam Sofer said already, Chadash Asim and HaTorah. So Rav Kook or Talmud, you know, I don't know, whoever the story is, he said, no, we also believe in Chashan HaTorah. He says, we have a different pshat in the word Chashan HaTorah. We believe that Chashan HaTorah means that the wheat that was grown after Pesach, you can't eat until you know. That's one. I heard a second version that the person said, and that pshat itself is Chadash. That no one ever said that pshat before. But if a person, so if a person comes along and says, is that called hikrish magideha? You know, if he, you know, apikorsim have been extremely diverse, and there is somebody who's made it his life's calling to try to quote unquote unravel from the Gemara what were the original memories, and the editor of the Gemara where he thinks he has a better pshat than the editor of the Gemara. You know, it's interesting, and this person made his life's calling to do that. Is that called Hikrish Magideh or not? I'm not sure. The Rambam says so. Like upon him, so we have some resolution. It seems the Rambam here says that Torah Shebaal Peh at its basic level is part of this chiyuv to believe that it all came Moshe Piyakvura. Well, certainly that there was Torah, it includes the mitzvah and its pirush. Someone who doesn't believe in this pirush, it doesn't believe that there was a pirush or that the pirush became distorted, falls under the kaifa min Torah. That's what he says over here.
It also includes the Masorah.
What do you mean the Masorah?
In other words, that there is a that it was transmitted pretty much intact.
I want to go back to the word Emunas Chacham. That's where I saw it. People make a mistake what the word Emunas Chacham means. The taich of the word Emunas Chachamim in the Mishnah means the belief in the integrity of the Chachamim that they transmitted Torah to the best of human ability without without introducing any of their own k'necha, anything. They're faithful transmitters of Torah. That's what Emunas Chacham means. All the rest of the stuff is the rest of the stuff. But Emunas Chacham in the Pshat means that that's how it flows in the Mishnah. If a person can't be kind of Torah, if he doesn't believe that the people who taught it to him are that their integrity is impeccable and they gave it over to the best of, could a Torah have come in? I don't know that it says any place not, but certainly not that that Chas V'Shalom anything was put in. By anybody, they were magideha. They were made on what was, and they gave that over with total integrity. That is meikre amuna, and that's meikre chalkei Torah. Okay.
You think that at the end of the day, the reason why bechira is in tshuva probably sends us a reason why.
I had a reason where he asked one of the other very mysterious things. The Rambam brings Bechir and Tshuva, where it's very hard to understand why it's there. Bechlal, I mean, of course, you do Averis, you do Mitzvahs, you do Tshuva, but I thought the Pasha Pshat is if I see somebody doing Mitzvahs rather than Averis, it's still not a clear raya on Bechira. Because maybe I'm just the type of guy, I listen to what people tell me, and I'm easy, you know, I want to show off, or I like doing this mitzvah. I could say that you programmed to do mitzvahs. And it's very hard to deny that. Tshuva is unique, because if I were programmed to do mitzvahs, why didn't I do it the first time around? I was programmed to do averis. So the real proof, in order for tshuva to exist, every other mitzvah can exist. It would be senseless, but it could exist even if we're pre-programmed. So we all blow shofar because we're kind of shofar-blowing type of people, or we give it to public pressure, or whatever it is that makes us tick. A tshuva, where the same ma'isa, oisa makom, oisa isha, all the details are the same, shows that I do have the ability to do it this way and that way. So I think tshuva is a prerequisite to believe in Bechira Chofshis in order for tshuva to be valid. That's how he once thought as far as tshuva goes.
It's a beautiful pshat, obviously, but does it follow in the Shittas HaRambam that tshuva, the Bechira, he brings in Perek Vav?
Yeah, correct. He brings
in Perek Beis.
Correct. So
in terms of the setup of the Rambam itself,
not correct. Correct. I can't say it's letter perfect. Yes, you know that is correct.
And this is closer. Where is this? This is Perek Hay and Perek Vav.
This is Perek Gimel. Tshuva. Hey, give us the way has all the Apikarsim and the meaning of the Apikarsim, the Kaifei Torah, and all those people. It's interesting. I don't know. It's interesting when you learn the Rambam to equate all different places where he speaks about it. This is okay. Do we have a minion?
I think so. Yeah.
This is maybe the formulation of this in the Ani, which is very controversial, right?
I know the problem is we don't know who wrote the Ani Maimon. So I don't know. You know how much are we have to critically believe every word of the Ani Maimon? I don't know who wrote it. That's a big issue. It's meant to be based on the Rambam, so you know. Unless we know who it is and the person is big enough to be down on him like a Poisik, then I don't know.
But it's particular Iker, isn't there?
Yes, we could see the Lashon side next time maybe.
I heard Rabbi Weinberg say about the Ani Maimon. He said that it's very clear that whoever wrote it sacrifice accuracy for clarity.
Right.
That was his, just for getting it short, for conciseness. That was his lesson. Conciseness for accuracy. But he wasn't Machbud on
accuracy. There are piyutim, there are zmiris that we sing that have a lot of issue that, yes, halachically, we don't pay much attention to it. There's one piyut written by Rabbi Yosef Tevelim that the Paiskim are done in it because Rabbi Yosef Tevelim wrote it. He wrote the piyut that appears in the tiniest letters possible, in the Yotzeh for Shabbos Hagadol, for Shachris. It's the long piyut at the end. But it has all Hilchos Pesach. So every siddur they don't want to throw it out, so they just progressively make it. You know, like computer boards. Like they get compressive. But that's learned up la'alacha. And Rav Avigdor Nevetzel told me there's one, he says someplace, it says chasa, that it's something you're using chasa. He has a problem with it because it's out of order and it's not right, it's not. And he said he thinks the gear says chima, which in Aramaic is horseradish. So you need somebody like Rav Avigdor to actually go through it, to know the halachas, to know the Aramaic, to come up with that diuk. But that was written, people wrote about it. So those few. Those few piyutim are written. I don't know. We don't know who wrote it, so we have to just.
One other. Sure. This could be a different shir, but aren't there controversial Ibn Ezra's legati?
Yes, I will. We'll speak about it next time. We'll speak about. This is very famous. There seem to be two or three Ibn Ezra's that imply that certain psukim in the Torah were written editorially. I will look at it next time. Ezra doesn't say that outright. Even if he were to say it, it's not a real stira, because then if that's the Masoris that these, like, there's a big shadow, what does Arayom Hazeh mean? We'll talk about it next time, Hashem. There's a Gemara that says something about Tikkun Seferim, and we should talk about it. Okay.
Who's this?
Two? Enter off.
Do we have a minute?